To the program, the Danger Hour podcast. I have here my co-host, as always. You like my new radio voice? You like that?
It's pretty good. Yeah. I was thinking very, hello, this is Dan Rather.
Thank you for joining us on another Saturday night.
What's that guy? Is it Dan Rather? And this is Senior.
Didn't he die? I don't know. This is the Danger Hour. Wow! Yay! Yay!
You know, it doesn't start a Danger Hour until we start mocking somebody.
That's right.
Dead or alive. It's his fault.
Fuck you, Dan Rather.
You stupid son of a bitch.
First, I want to say cheers, Lito. Cheers, here we go together again. You got Dos Equis. I got my fat tire.
Yes, and it's...
So, let's take a drink.
And that's great radio, people. That is great radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, we don't have a guest this time.
We're host full guestless.
What? Host full guestless. Yeah, okay, yeah. We're full. We're full of something.
Host full of shitos.
You know what? I want to start off by telling you that I had a dream last night. I don't know why.
I had a dream. You got to start like that.
I had a dream. In this dream.
You're not racist, man.
Oh, sorry.
Fucking guy. You cannot just start the show without being racist, huh?
Well, the dream I had had a lot to do with being black, actually. Well, not really. I was actually, in my dream, I was Batman.
I've had those dreams before.
Have you?
Yes. But yes, I have.
This is like the worst, the worst Batman dream of all time because.
Were you Adam West?
No. I was the.
Adam West.
All right, so no, I wasn't the Adam West Batman. I was actually
Kapow!
Blammo. I was actually the Christian Bale type Batman suit. That the really cool like
the best
know,
one out there.
Yeah, the best one ever. The all black.
Okay, so if we're agreeing, if we're agreeing that that's the best one, can we agree that George Clooney in Batman and Robin, the one with the silver accents and the nipples, is the worst?
I will agree with that. I'll even take the Adam West costume over that one.
I don't know. I just can't go along with nipple suits.
And didn't they have like extra large cups or like extra large
their codpiece?
Yeah.
I just think it's funny that they call it a codpiece when most likely the guy that said, "Oh, it's a cockpiece." Oh no, we can't say that. let's just go with the next letter up and call it codpiece.
Yeah, let's call it let's go save and call it codpiece. Yeah. No, forget that.
I'm pretty sure that won't translate well on packaging. Mom, I need a new codpiece. You know.
So here I am. I'm Batman, the Dark Knight himself. I'm up on top of this, like, little, not really a balcony, but I'm up on top of something, looking down at the fucking area below me. And I see, like, a lot of security guards. And, like...
Oh, so you're a gay pride?
No. Okay, like, this is, like, the bad guy security guards. Like, they're walking around patrolling the perimeter, and I'm like...
The henchman.
Right. Yeah, I gotta get him. But they look like actual security guards, right?
Okay.
And so, I'm Batman. I see someone down there, like someone has to be saved.
I'm Batman.
Yeah. And but I didn't talk really. I didn't talk at all in the dream, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But I seen the person down below that I had to rescue, but they weren't even doing anything like dangerous. They're just standing there. And the other guys are just walking around with their guns. And for some reason, I had to jump down and save this person, right?
Uh-huh.
So here's what happens. This is why it was the worst Batman dream of all time. So, you know, I'm planning it all just perfectly, my strategy. I see, you know, once I get my perfect timing, I jump down, and it wasn't gracious. I kind of just went, plopped down, and then, like, you know, they see me, and they're like, get him!
And you're too busy trying to get him, you're all,
No, but the first guy swings at me, I block him, and in my head, it was like, smack! And the guy flies like 20 feet, right? But what happened was I stopped his punch and it kind of hurt. And I'm like, and I'm trying to hurt him. But like, I'm not really doing much damage.
It's like slap boxing.
Like, no matter what I did, it was like I didn't do any damage at all. Yeah. And then I tried to pull out my, like, oh, and this is the time I should pull out some kind of gadget.
Yeah.
Nothing came out. Like, I didn't have anything.
That's the story of your life right
there. So you know what I did? So you know what I did?
What?
I told the guy, run! like a fucking couple of wieners, we ran away from danger.
Wait. Oh, the hostage?
Yeah. And like while I was running, I was thinking, get your gun thing, your harpoon. What is it called?
Your grappling gun.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, grappling gun. And shoot it at something and swing away. But nothing happened.
You grabbed your cell phone to call 911.
Help me. Yeah, I think I actually like jumped over a fence or something. It was hard. I didn't scale it in one leap.
No,
I was like, I had to climb it.
Struggling. Yeah. I get those dreams where I'm fighting somebody.
Yeah.
And I don't know if like I'm pretty sure we talked about this before. Obviously, you know, we say we think we talked about something, but we're probably drunk, so we don't remember. So, Dangerinos, bear with me.
Yeah.
You know when like I dream that I fight people because I'm not really a big fighter as it is.
Yeah.
But when I hit somebody, like I get to the point of impact on their skin, and it somehow stops and my fist pushes them. So it's not really like a punch. It's more like I land on their face and then, you know? And it's never hard. It's never...
Maybe because you're not really a violent guy. And even in your dream, you're toned it down.
But it's like I said, I've had these dreams where I'm like a superhero or something like that, you know?
Yeah, but my dream, I spent after that running in terror and sweating and trying to...
You guys went to get away. Schnitzel and just talked about it?
No, I ran through, like, you know, these, like, bushes, area with bushes and stuff, just trying to... Do I hide? Do I keep running? What do I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, the lousiest fucking superhero dream of all time. I don't know what it means, but, yeah, nothing went right. But on a related topic, the other day, you've had deja vu before, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I used to have it a lot. It's been a while, but the other day I finally had another occurrence, I'll call it. And, this time, man, it wasn't like, oh, cool. That was deja vu. Wow. That's right. Yeah. That's cool. It was crazy. No. Now this time I didn't fucking like it.
Yeah.
I got this feeling like, fuck this, dude. What's going on?
Yeah.
Like, you know, whoever's running this show, are you fucking the whole Matrix thing? Like,
it was a glitch.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Like, wait. Not even that. I don't want to get into details, but I started this new job. I'm never going to tell you what my new job is. Not you. I mean, you know about it, but who listens? It's always going to be a mystery. You don't know what I'm doing. But
mystery man.
Yeah, to save my job and my.
He could be a hot dog inspector, or he could be a glory hole inspector.
That's true.
We'll never.
Either
know.
Either way, I'm inspecting something phallic.
That's, yes.
No, but in this job I have, I get to go to a lot of different people's houses. Yeah. That's all I'm going to tell you. Okay. That's not really a huge hint, but...
He's on-call whore.
Yeah. Just call my number. It's 1-800-SPANK-ME, and I'll be there.
Did someone call for their pipes cleaned?
Okay, fine. I'm actually... I'm one of those when you show up as a cop and you are a stripper, that's what I do. Hey, keep it down in here. It's loud. And then I just start stripping. Yeah, that's what happens. No, but I'm at this person's house, and I'm trying to figure out how to do something. Accomplish this task I have to do. And I'm like, wait a second. I turn around, like trying to just, you know, see what's around me or see my situation. And I turn around, and at that fucking split second, I'm like, whoa, it all came back to me. I remember exactly looking at what I was looking at, turning my head and looking at this direction, and all the visuals were exactly the same. I remember in the dream too. It happened fucking months and months before that, though.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It was like, whoa. Because when I woke up, like, what the fuck was that? That was pretty specific. You know, this dream was, it was a weird dream. Like, okay, I was trying to figure something out. I happened to look in this direction, and then I wake up and stuff. And I was just, okay, whatever. So then when this happened, I remember turning around. I'm like, whoa. And everything was fucking perfectly the same.
And it was still happening while you know that it's deja vu. Most people, like, they have deja vu, and then like, whoa, that was deja vu. Yeah, and I've had that where, like, oh, shit, it's deja vu right now, and it's still fucking playing on, like,
yeah,
right, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
And you start looking around in a 360 view and, like, oh, this is
so scary. When that happened to me, and then, actually, yeah, in my dream, I remember turning my head and thinking, like, okay, how am I going to do this? And I started walking, and that's exactly what happened. How am I going to do this? I turn around and start walking. What the fuck? And while I'm walking towards, like, this gate... In my dream, I remember walking towards this fucking gate. Yes, like you said, playing out exactly like I dreamed it. And then at that point, it wasn't like
as
before.
As a predetermined destiny that you're following.
Yeah, it wasn't before like, oh, that was crazy, man. Wow, that's awesome. This time, it was like, okay, what's this? This is a sick fucking joke. What's it's going
like,
on?
Like on Donnie Darko when he starts following his fucking image tunnel, right?
That was crazy. That was a cool movie.
Yeah, cool movie.
If you haven't seen it.
I still don't get it, but Patrick Swayze.
It's a mind fuck.
Good job. Yeah, Patrick Swayze. No, I've had those, and you know what? Sometimes I used to talk to Dominic.
Who?
Yeah. we used to talk about, like, you know, it was really funny because back then we were always hanging out with each other, and, you know, we'd call each other Jedis and shit like that. And there's a disturbance in the force, yeah. You know? And we'd always, like, I tell him, like, fuck, man, I have them a lot. And, like, recently when I had mine, I was at the new job, and I remember this was before I even was working there, and this was like a brand new place. Like, I've never been there, never seen it. Like,
yeah,
stuff was put in after the fact that I started there, and like I'm like, you know, remembering everything, and I'm like, whoa, this is fucking scary. So like, it makes you think, like, is everything predetermined? Is it
if it is, how would you have a memory of it? Or
exactly, it's crazy because you think about it at that time and, you know, like in a dream or whatever, but what's even freakier to me is like when a deja vu happens, like how does it automatically, like that circuit in your head way back in the go, you've seen this before. Like,
yeah.
You didn't remember it before. Like, I don't know if you've been to the place before, but like when I was at work,
not at all.
I've been like, you know, every day clock in, clock out, but then it just happened to start going like this. How did it, you know, automatically like, hey, this is how it's going.
But the thing is about this part or this deja vu realization is nothing very significant happened. You know?
And it never does. It's never,
you think,
like,
it's never like that? It's just always just some random shit?
Yeah, it's never going to be like you're opening up like a door and like a fucking, you know, a dog comes rushing out and you're going to, like, you know, in your original dream, like the dog comes rushing out and like goes to bite you. It's not going to be, okay, here comes the dog and I throw my wrench in the way or something like that. Or, you know, like you fucking punch it in the eye or something. Yeah. You know, I don't think it's ever going to be that significant.
Well, this started making me think about like what can possibly be the explanation for this. I started going crazy with thinking about all this shit. Like,
right, yeah.
Like the whole Matrix thing, you know, it sounds silly, but okay. What if there is some shit going on where this is not really reality and something did kind of fuck up a little bit. There's a little hiccup somewhere.
I mean, if you think about it, if we are a speck of dust and I mean, we consider a house to be big. We consider a city to be big. We consider a state to be big. But if you think about it, this is what blows my mind sometimes. I'll be on Google Maps sometimes and just like I'll put in a, you know, Times Square or whatever. And I'll think of like right now there's somebody standing in this little spot. Or like when I was in Michigan one time at the Walmart, like I just happened to like trip over like this one parking space thing. I think about it like someone's there right now and it's way on the other side of the country. And there's like millions of things going on to be in between me and that, you know, like and that's why I believe in government, too, like. Because or the way whoever's controlling it, if there's so many people that are so individualistic, there's got to be some higher control that's like governing everybody. Because why aren't we just like walking around like retards, you know, or fucking shit up?
Some of us are walking around like retards.
Well, sometimes, sometimes more than others. But like, you know, like think about it. You know, I think that's why, you know, pop culture is put in place to keep people of that interest in line. I think everything's put into place so it could keep the masses in check.
That's what Corey said, man. Yeah. He said that a lot of this shit's created to keep you over here, wondering about this and this and this and that, when they're over here fucking running this other show. This is just throw you off all this other bullshit.
Exactly, and there's a lot of space that's unused in our country, and you know, who knows? To the naked eye, it could be, you know, something else. I mean,
yeah.
We never know. We never know what's going on out there. And like, not to go the whole traffic of like UFOs and counter terror, you know, agencies or anything like that. But I mean, you know, people are afraid of like, you know, your brother Gray, he's really into conspiracies or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I'm more afraid of like the actual government, you know, like what are they really doing? You know, like they're making millions and millions and millions of billions of dollars. And like, where does it really go?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a street getting repaired? Maybe a few times, right? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and you think about it, like, if they've been repairing streets forever, don't you think that they would have leftover material to maybe do another street? I'm just saying, like, you know?
Yeah, if all this money's being, excuse me, all this money is being put into fixing the roads and stuff. Yeah. You would see road work all the time.
Exactly. Like, do they have to buy new tools every time they go? Like it brings me to Independence Day. Remember the old guy? He's all, what? You don't really expect that they spent $50,000 on a hammer and $20,000 on a screwdriver, you know? So, I don't know. It's a big, you know, and the deja vu, it goes back into, could it really be something? I mean, you know, that's just...
Well, that got me into my whole stoner mentality thinking. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I wasn't stoned at the time, but I was thinking about... because at the time, I think I saw that... Have you ever heard of... I think you have. What's it called? The Secret? You heard about that shit?
Uh-uh.
The Secret. It's supposed to be... basically, the information that people have known from shit a long ass time ago to make you come up on top. All the people that are ahead of all the worlds and all that shit, they know the secret. They have the secret.
Yeah.
And basically, the secret is just, it's a law of attraction. Okay. If you have a positive outlook on life and you think positively, positive things will happen to you. If you're sitting there fucking being negative and being angry about shit, only that's what's going to come to you, negative, angry shit. And so okay. if you put out there a signal of positive... Oh, you know, positive with people, positive thinking. Like, you know what? I'm gonna have a good job. I'm gonna get this job.
Yeah,
it's gonna fucking happen because you're putting that energy into the universe, and it's gonna come back to you. Anyways, So basically, I'm thinking about all that. Okay, the law of attraction. Okay, they say you put your shit out there, and it comes back, and this and that. What the fuck was I going with this?
You're talking about the what?
Oh, that's what I was saying. Yeah, that's what I was saying. Okay, so you start thinking about that, and it's like, is it really the law of attraction, or is there some, I mean, then it gets like sci-fi at this point, or is it something going on that we don't know about? Like, for example, let's just use the Matrix, because that's a perfect example. Yeah. Everyone's tied into the computer system, right? So what if, let me say this. You ever been thinking about somebody, like, fuck, I haven't seen this guy in a long time, and the next day he calls you?
I've had that happen.
Yeah. That happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
I'll think about like this dude I know, a good friend of mine. He's in Korea right now.
Okay.
And he's teaching.
Okay.
And I'm like, fuck, man, I haven't talked to this guy in a really long time. He's on Facebook, but he hardly ever goes on. The next day, dude, the guy starts hitting me up on Facebook.
Okay.
I was like, fuck. And it's been months and months and months that I've talked to this guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Same thing with Dominic.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, this fucking guy, dude, he hasn't called me. All of a sudden, he'll call me the next day. Yeah. So that whole thing, like, what are the odds that happens? Is it actually your head controlling your life in a way? Like you're putting it out there and it's coming back to you?
Maybe. I mean, if you think that you're sending a mental signal to maybe the other person that it, you know, snaps in the back of their head.
But the other thing I was talking about is I told Corey one night, because I went on this whole fucking thing with him on his high talk, but I wasn't high, like I said. I'm like, maybe this shit is like the Matrix, where this shit really is like a program that you're plugged into.
We're just one big circuit board that's connected to each other, and then
signal. Like, pretty much this life is not real.
Yeah.
And you think in your head, hey, I haven't talked to this guy in a while. And you just make it happen mentally, you know, where you don't even realize it. It's just, it's, you know, all in the computer program. Like, oh, yeah, this guy. Then he comes, you know, you make it happen yourself.
Okay.
That's what that law of attraction, the whole thing.
You know what's kind of freaky right now that I'm thinking about this? I was thinking this morning as I was getting ready and looking in the mirror, the movie... what's it called? With Jim Carrey. The one where he's on a TV show. He's the living TV
Truman Show.
The Truman Show.
Yeah.
Popped into my head. And now that we're thinking about that, I'm like, if we're all talking about predetermined thing, it's kind of like, are we one big Truman Show? You know, like on South Park, they kind of explored that, where Earth was one big reality show to a whole bunch of aliens. I don't know. I don't think it's going to go that far. I don't think we're... guinea pigs or anything like that, but I do think that you know what, sometimes you have a predetermined destination at that one point. Maybe you're one, you know, the egg salad sandwich theory, or what was it called,
the egg sandwich destiny?
The egg sandwich destiny. Maybe we were, you know, our deja vu was just to bend this little speck of grass that's gonna go pollinate this one flower that in turn is gonna be picked by this one guy to marry this one girl that's going to have the next CEO kid that's going to invent some kind of...
penis valves.
Exactly. So it may not be, you know, it may not be important to us, but maybe, who knows? I mean,
right.
Deja vu like you were saying earlier, like, does it have any purpose? Maybe it might not be our purpose that it's serving.
It's gotta mean something. It just seems weird to me. It just happens. Why does it even happen?
I don't know.
There's like, gotta be some kind of fucking reason behind it.
I have more sometimes with me. It's not so much as me thinking about something. It's when I dream something, and sometimes like in that dream I'm like, and then like you know I actually start unfolding to that point where like I start making the connections and you're like, oh, okay, maybe this is what I'm supposed to do it.
Yeah.
Or it'll be like a to-do list. I'm like, oh shit, that's right in my dream. I'm supposed to do this or something like that.
Yeah.
Because in a dream, like for the most part, it's just bullshit.
It would be cool, actually, now that I'm thinking about this. It'd be cool if there was a God and a devil and they're actually best friends and they made bets every day. Like, hey, let's put this idiot, let's say, hey, today let's fuck around with Leto.
Yeah.
And they go to you and it's like, okay, he's going late to work. Let's make traffic for him. Let's see what he does. What do you think? Okay, I bet that he, you know, does something illegal to get to work. Or I bet that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good one. Yeah.
And they just sit up there and fuck with people.
Yeah. That's one way of looking at it, yeah. That'd be kind of freaky, though. Yeah. I mean, that is freaky. But then, I mean, what happens when, I mean, what's the bet? What's the prize? I mean, you know, what if in case that guy totally fucks up and because that's not so much as destiny as in chance then.
Yeah.
Because if it's a bet, then it's like, let's see, you know, if we're putting traffic in front of him, maybe God says, okay, I bet he'll still get there if I put traffic in front of him. So he puts traffic in front of him, dude starts fucking veering through lanes and boom, goes through the windshield into a fucking wood chipper and dies.
The devil wins then.
The devil wins, but then what happens to God? Like his faith is like,
he's like, fuck. He's like, you can't win them all.
Whoops.
Yeah.
My bad. And then that's why his that guy in the wood chipper, his brother wins the lottery, right?
Yeah. Well, you better correct this, God. You idiot. Look what happened. Oh, man. Hey, all right. Fine. Hey,
I think you owe him one.
Hey, maybe that. Hey, dude. I mean, come on.
Right?
It's possible, right?
It's, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You That'd never know.
That would be funny.
You never know. It's kind of freaky. It's, you know, like, I don't know. Sometimes have you ever like found something that you've been searching for a long time and like, oh shit, it just pops up like an old toy or magazine or like, you know, something that like you couldn't find at all, like a book or something. And then like, just, hey, what the hell was that? And there it is. Like, it's like in one spot that like, you know, you've probably looked in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how does that happen?
Jesus.
Spider-Man.
That's what praying does, man. Actually, maybe to tell Fernie, maybe there's fucking trolls doing that.
Fucking Fernie. That guy's, man, he's something else.
Actually, what, gnomes are the good ones, right? And trolls are the bad ones? Maybe gnomes are helping you out. Maybe the troll took the book away, and you're like, where's my book? And the gnome helps you and puts it back.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I got another gnome theory. What happens to all the socks that are in the dryer that like you buy a brand new pack of socks?
Yes, dude, I know all about this.
I fucking hate it. I used to like think like, no, there's no way. There's no way, because when you take off your socks, they go in one place and you're going to know even more because you do your own laundry like you said.
Right.
So, when you finish your laundry and like you start taking shit out and like, you know, you're left with two socks that are two different ones.
Yeah.
You wore the socks in a pair at that time. So when you threw them in the when you threw them in the hamper, they're still a pair. Yeah. How the fuck? Like, there's no hole in the back of the fucking dryer.
There's gotta be. I mean, the only explanation is there's some magical forest somewhere full of left socks or something.
Exactly. There was a cartoon too that was it a Looney Tunes cartoon or something like that? I remember it like it's totally like this one little fucking little gnome thing. He just opens the door, he's like, and like it's all these gnomes wearing these different colored socks. I gotta find that.
It's a land full of one-legged creatures. All they need is one sock.
Yeah.
And they take one of your goddamn socks out of the dryer and that's it. It's over.
Everybody's named Peg. Peg, Eileen.
he just fucking laid some elementary jokes on us. Oh man. All right, what else I got here?
That was a tangent right there, huh?
Yeah, that was pretty good. Okay, speaking of the new job. I get to go around a lot to different areas.
Okay.
It's very exciting seeing how people live, seeing their houses. I mean, from the outside, really. Yeah. I don't go in, really. Goddamn, some people are fucking pigs.
Does anyone need their pipes cleaned?
I'm here. Yeah, I mean, some of these people are fucking... You can't even explain it.
Yeah.
The sides of their house have so much shit. Just piles. It looks like a fucking dump. Like a garbage dump right there next on the side of their house.
Fucking hoarders.
Oh, yeah. It's not even... It doesn't seem hoarders. It seems like... Oh, trash is full, baby. I don't want to take it out. Okay, out the window this goes. You know, just throw, just make a pile outside. It's just weird.
They're like New Yorkers that just throw their trash out the windows.
But the other thing that I've noticed, because I've been noticing a lot of things about society lately.
Yeah.
Explain this to me. I think I already know the answer, but let's see what your take is. When you go or you pass by a shitty apartment complex, maybe,
yeah.
And it's pretty run down and pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
And what's in the driveway? A brand new Lexus, brand new BMW, fucking Mercedes Benz.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what's going on here?
Hold on. Somebody lied on their application form. Yeah. No, it's funny that you say that because we used to live in these, the family, they used to live in these low-income apartments. And, it was like the aunts that, they had a whole bunch of kids and, they didn't really have, anyways, you qualified to live in these apartments. You have to be low-income. But, you go through the parking lot, there's a fucking Escalade, there's the Benz, there's the Lexus, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute here. And it's exactly that. It's because these people are put into the situation, they're low income for the most part. I'm not going to say all of them. They're low income because they don't know how to spend right. So what they do is, hey, you know what? I got an apartment for $150. Score. So the rest of that money goes, hey, I got all this money left. I'm going to go buy me an Escalade. And then, they enjoy it for 6 months, and then they get it repoed. And now they're trying to salvage $150 each month for rent.
I was thinking either they just take advantage of, the same thing.
Yeah.
Take advantage of all the state benefits they can get.
Yeah.
Maybe, whatever they fucking offer. And they live in this, they get all this money for food. They get all these breaks, and then they get a fucking car like that.
Yeah, they start,
Probably the most logical one.
They're on drugs. They're drug dealers.
Yeah, exactly. Dealers. They're up to something.
It that definitely is one of those things that's 2 and 2 doesn't equal 4. That's it is weird. I mean, and you see the people that are driving it. They're like, what the hell? I just saw that dude buying Del Taco for the last 5 days. he's been on a Denny's diet. I don't understand. I don't know. I used to know this one dude, and he was he was always like, oh, I'm broke, man, I'm broke. But he was driving a nice fucking truck and everything that.
Yeah.
And that's
why he's
broke. That's why. That was his baby. That's where he spent all of his money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wasn't so much that he's broke. It was just that all of his money went to his truck.
Dude, this other, speaking of, not really, but I didn't say anything scary, right? Speaking of scary, I saw this house the other day. I'm not fucking kidding you. It looked just like a house you'd see in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, or that kind of shit, right? Yeah. It was fucking creepy. And it was a neighborhood that it did not match its surroundings at all.
Okay.
All the houses around them were nice, kept up, the yards were nice. Then there was this fucking mess sitting there. And
screen door banging up against the door.
I'm not joking with you, man. I'm not joking with you. It looked exactly like they had the ones from the scary movies. Every cliche stereotype about a house like that, that's what this house had. You know what I even did? I had to get a closer look because this house blew my fucking mind. I couldn't believe it. I fucking went in the yard and walked around for a little bit.
Really?
Yeah. It looked, the property that it was on was big. And behind it was just, and the grass wasn't cut, the grass in the front was high.
Okay.
And the trees, even the trees were fucking scary. They had no leaves. They're all jaggedy and pointy looking.
Yeah, exactly.
And I look up and the house looked fucking vacant. And I'm like, wait a second. Is this place even, there's no for sale sign or nothing.
Yeah.
But you look up and it had it looked like that. I don't know if it's Victorian style, the peaks, one peak in the front and another peak in the back and over here.
Okay,
and,
I think I'm not sure.
Yeah,
the
roof had different angles on it.
Yeah.
And there was the thing about it though, is it was all wood, panels.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's panels, but, and they're all, the paint was all chipping off. Like, the whole fucking house is like that.
It was made for fucking...
Yeah, it looks very, like, dilapidated and shit. So I'm like, all right, dude, I'm walking in this place. I got to check this out. So I walk in. Like I said, the grass is high. I'm looking around, make sure there's no fucking whatever can go on in there. So I'm like, dude, I'm not kidding. The closer I got to this house, the creepier and fucking creepier that I felt. It just, like, I started feeling this, like, the hairs in the back of my neck standing up. Like, you probably shouldn't be going in here. Not because you're trespassing, but because it was creepy as fuck.
Okay.
And so I'm looking in. I'm looking through the windows. And you can't really, in the front, you can't really see in too much. And so I'm walking on the side, and there's a separate, like a garage type thing next to it. And you walk in. I'm not fucking with you. The windows all had shitload of spider webs in them.
Okay.
And like they had like the like the piney things like inside the window, and it looked all, you know, cloudy and I'm weird. Yeah. So I'm walking around that thing, and that was made out of like actual wood, and it was like falling apart.
Yeah.
So I walk around the side, and I get to the back, and there's like a whole bunch of firewood chopped up, stacked real high. And like just sitting there, like creepy.
That had to be a red flag right there, because I mean, firewood in California. When is he really going to use that?
That's besides, true. I didn't think about
besides
it.
Besides fucking cooking bodies.
So that's okay. When I got around the side, that's when I seen inside of the house, like from the side, and there was big open windows. And dude, there was like no fucking personality in this house. It was all like, you know, just generic items you have, like, it's if
very
you live somewhere
monotone family
the colors were all fucking like white and dull, and everything in there was just like, you know, maybe there's an ironing board, maybe there's a fucking like a glass sitting there, but there was like nothing on the walls,
generic.
Like very strange. It gave me a creepy feeling. So I walk around to that barn looking thing, and it's really dark, because even though it's bright as fuck inside, it's dark. I look through, and all you can see is silhouettes of different things in there, like I don't know what, and I'm like, okay, I'm done with this place. And I start walking out. You look in the back, and there's a scary tree, like half hunched over, all scary and shit. And dude, the more I walked in, the creepier and fucking creepier I felt. I had to leave, and I just stood out there, and I just was staring at it. And something was hypnotic about it too. When I was standing at the fucking curb, it's like, damn, I feel like there's eyes watching me from, like, you know, inside the house.
Feel like what? A little fucking gremlin behind you.
Yeah, I don't know why I wanted to share that, but I guess that shit does exist. Sometimes, it's out there.
Yeah, no, sometimes you have to investigate the unseen and the unspoken of. I mean, if it wasn't for that, then we wouldn't have America. You know? Sometimes you just gotta investigate, man. I remember being little, and there used to be, like, we used to live at this apartment complex, and there was a lot of empty apartments, and they had this one really big, like, building that, like, they used for, they used to use it for, like, if somebody wanted to rent it for, like, a party, it was like a hall almost type of thing. But they had closed it down because, like, it was, like, really, like, I love the word you used earlier, dilapidated. It was just really fucked up. I mean, there's chains everywhere. They, like, some kid had got hurt jumping over the fence because he was just an idiot. So we went in there one night, and, like, we're like, let's just go. Like, you know, being young, you're like, you're scared as fuck, but you still go, you know, like,
daring.
Yeah, oh man, we went in. It was so scary because, like, there was a lot of mirrors in the place. So every time you shine your light on something, it'd beam right back. And obviously with a whole bunch of people and the mirrors playing it into effect, like every time you turn, like, the person behind you's image was on that mirror over there.
Right.
So, I mean, obviously we didn't find anything. But, you know, you just go for that sense of a little bit of adventure, you know? Yeah. I don't think kids, like, nowadays have that.
No?
I think that has to do with the books that we used to read and the toys that we used to have. We had action figures. Now they have iPods and video games.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're living out the action on screen. They have
maybe it's just like, I don't feel like going over there.
I can do that on Call of Duty, you know? Back then, dude, we were fucking cool. Like, that's how you had shit on you had your fucking scabies or whatever, dude. You know, like,
scabies.
Oh, you know, I got a story about that.
What?
I just remembered that whole time that you and Dominic and Greg got that fucking hand sickness. You know how, like, you said that it you can like catch it, it. You know, like, it was contagious.
Yeah.
At that time, I was with my mom on weekends. And Dominic's mom lived down the street from where my mom lived, literally down the street, walking distance. And Dominic would come over that weekend, and I'd be there that weekend. We'd hang out all the time. And I remember for like a week, like my hands were all fucked up. Like, and I don't remember playing anything. Like they were like, there's like, it was scratchy and like my hands just look like chicken pox. And I, and like my sister had it too. And like, I think about it, I'm like, wait a minute. This is about the same time frame. Could I have gotten it from Dominic that got it from you guys?
Actually, well, I didn't, you didn't get it from us.
We well, you guys all same, got it together. Same yeah.
Cat shit pile.
So I was thinking, is there, is it a possibility that I could have gotten it too?
Yeah. I mean, he gave it to his dad. Apparently. Yeah,
that's exactly what I was like. Hmm. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't play with shit, but I got the shit out of the stick. It's kind of messed up, right?
That was I gonna say. Oh yeah, speaking of Dominic, dude, I just remembered. Yeah,
who?
I just got this memory in my head the other day, thinking about growing up and thinking about the shit, the yeah. shit, dirt, sand pile. And there was this one time, like my grandfather, like I said before, he was in construction. He'd always have like wood in the backyard, yeah, like just yeah. like a shitload of wood he got for free or something.
Yeah, just,
I could use this, so he brings it home. Big pile. He'd bring like tools if someone fucking forgot something.
And
you know?
They would do something with it.
What, the wood?
Yeah, and dude, like my grandpa the same way. Like,
oh yeah,
he'd fucking build a fucking house with
if
this.
Not, he would give it to someone. Yeah, yeah. Hey, I got yeah. wood. So this one time he had these long, long fucking planks. And they're yeah. probably about maybe what, how long is this? Like 2 feet wide?
Yeah.
Is that 2 feet? So about 2 feet wide, like probably, I'm not kidding, probably like 12, 15 feet long.
Okay.
And so at the time, we would stack them on top of like piles of other wood, and then have it sitting. My grandfather had scaffolding. You know what that is?
Yeah.
So he had those. So we opened one side up. We had it laying across the scaffolding, and maybe it was both scaffoldings. And we pretended we're the Ninja Turtles, and we all had the Ninja Turtle that we wanted to be.
Yeah.
And we cut a hole in the wood. And yeah. so if you're on top, you're up on the street.
Yeah.
Once you jumped through the hole, you were down, and the ground was a sewer. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's how creative
okay.
we were.
Okay. Okay.
So if you're you. Up on top of the wooden scaffolding, you're on yeah. The city streets.
Okay.
And so you jump through the hole, yeah, yeah, and you're down yeah. the sewer. So this is what happened to Dominic.
Who?
We, yeah, we okay. weren't the best carpenters being fucking
yeah.
8, 10, okay, 12 I years guess, old, yeah. whatever. So the hole we made was like jaggedy wood poking out. So this fucking guy, he's up there. He's like, hey, I'm going to jump in the sewer. When he jumps... I guess a piece of the wood that was poking out sliced his knee open and he ouch. Falls on the floor, or he goes down and lands on his feet. He didn't even notice. And I go, oh, you're bleeding. And he goes, what? He looks down at his leg. He's like, oh shit. And he walk up and it's a big fucking open gash.
Yeah,
and you
exactly.
can see meat and you can see like muscle.
Oh,
I'm like,
wow.
dude, I go, and he's like, oh man. And I go, man, that's not good.
Yeah.
I go, look at that. And, you know, we're young at the time. That's your bone. And he's like, oh, man. And so
I'm getting in trouble.
His dad was there. He's like, oh, man, dad's going to be mad at me. And so.
Is that fucked up how we were afraid to get hurt?
Well, this is,
we're in general.
Listen to this.
Pain.
Listen to what happened. So he goes, oh, man. So like, oh, let's go. Let's go tell your dad. So we're walking. And I think, you know, I was a little excited. Like, I ran, or maybe Greg was. We were one of us. Ran to the house first. And Uncle Abby, come outside quick, Dominic. What? He comes outside. What happened? And I go, look, he cut his leg. And he looks at his knee and he goes, this is what he says. I'll never forget this, dude, because I couldn't believe what he said. He goes, Dominic, I can't afford this. He didn't ask him if he was okay. He said he couldn't afford it.
Oh,
goddamn, dude. That shit was so fucking funny.
That is awesome.
I just, at the time when I was that young, I even thought it was funny, you know, like, what the hell?
That's pretty fucked up. Oh, by the way, are you okay?
Yeah.
Let's just put some super glue on that.
So then, like, they go to the doctor and they come back and he has stitches and stuff and then. Yeah, like
no school clothes for you this year.
You idiot. No school supplies either.
You make your own clothes.
Oh, one thing I wanted to say about the new job I do. I've had the fortune of running into weird situations already. Uh-huh. You know what the funniest thing is? Well, the coolest thing you can do is hear another couple fighting.
Yeah.
Because that's fucking awesome. Just listening, like, how do they yell at each other? You know, I want to hear this. And so you listen in. Like, okay, I'll be honest. I was eavesdropping.
Wait a minute. She doesn't hit him all the time?
Wait, he doesn't cry?
Yeah, he doesn't cry.
That's not normal? So, but the The good part about this was probably the most awesome thing that you can experience is they were both foreign. Have you ever heard foreigners yell at each other? And like, I'm not talking in Spanish because that's awesome too, but this was like Russian or some shit, dude. It was
Oh,
fucking
wow.
cool. So you hear Russia, and she's like just going back and forth. I'm like, this is fucking cool. And I only heard one bit of English, and it was from her. And
Fucking beach.
and I'm listening closely, and I'm like, fuck, this is cool. Like, I'm laughing, and I'm just like, I wonder what they're saying. And then she goes, it ends with like her going, never in my life. And I go, oh, yes. But I thought that was cool, dude. But that leads me into something that I thought of recently. You have your campaign, which is raped, right?
Yes.
Okay. Which
Restrictive
is.
age policy for elderly drivers.
Thank you. And that is against elderly drivers. There should
Yes.
be a law because they're horrible at driving when
I
they get
think
old.
when they apply for the Social Security taxes and the retirement benefits, I think they should take a yearly driver's test to make sure that they are
Probably
competent
a
enough.
monthly driver's
Yeah,
test.
exactly. If they don't think they're competent enough to work, I'm pretty sure they can't work a car, okay? And I had a great moment the other day, but go on.
Okay, so I came up with a new campaign of my own. Hope it catches on. You know what, to be honest, I didn't think too long about making the acronyms and all that shit. I tried as hard as I could, but here we go. Mine is, first I'm going to tell you what it stands for, and then you tell me if you know what it means based on what I read. Okay, it's called SWAMP. Okay? Silencing of women and abstaining of machinery use during period. So, my whole campaign is
Swamp.
the
I like
SWAMP
that.
campaign is when women are on their period, they cannot talk because
It won't work.
it's so emotional. They're so emotional, and so much shit comes out of their mouth that you're like, what the fuck? That they should be banned against talking. And the second thing is, and they should be treated like drunk drivers. They shouldn't be allowed
Yes.
to operate machinery because they're so hysterical and their hormones are
Yeah,
raging so bad.
exactly. I think the only thing they can operate right is the appliances in the kitchen, right? I'm just saying.
You can still use the
Yeah,
pans and the pots and the stove,
exactly.
but that's about
Yes.
it. Yeah, you can still wash dishes though. But yeah, I don't know, man. Let's see if this catches on. Silencing of women and abstaining of machinery use during period.
The first part I like. The second part I like. Obviously the it's really hard because these women are they're a whole clusterfuck of emotions and feelings and everything.
Right.
But like, have you ever had the part where like they're yelling at you 1 second and, oh, it's just because I'm sick, or something dumb like that, or like they just like girls have ADD naturally, dude.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever had like just 1 minute you guys are fine and then she starts like,
Oh,
like,
fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. This chick's psycho. They're all psycho, I
yeah, they're
think.
all psycho. Girls are all psycho.
I don't believe it. You know, I think sometimes I think her brain is not working properly. It's broken, I think.
I don't I can't it bothers me to think that girls get away with so much, man. Like,
Yeah.
I can't I wouldn't be able to blow up on you and still ask you,
Right.
hey, let's go out tonight. I can't do that. Like, if you can do it, why can't I do it,
So hopefully this campaign, whoever's in politics, can make this happen, put like a vote on it or something. Once they're
Exactly.
on their period, they gotta probably get their, you know, maybe even put a muzzle on their face so they can't
Like,
talk.
or some kind of like
Or
a
the Pulp Fiction
badge.
ball on
Yeah,
them in their
exactly.
mouth. That Pulp Fiction
Yeah.
head strappy ball thing. Yeah,
But
that
how are we gonna identify them? I think like Hitler put the little yellow star on their coats. I think we should put like a red circle on their coats. That way, if they're caught driving, something happens to
A
them.
red dot. A
Yeah,
red dot on their forehead. Wait, no, that
that's
means they're
yeah, that's something
Indians
else. Yeah,
now.
exactly. Maybe the Indians were onto something.
Yeah,
Maybe that's
maybe they
really
are to
what it
something.
is, Because the Indian people, they're not supposed to be like the Indian ladies are not supposed to like talk or do anything,
Yeah.
right? Maybe
Maybe that's why.
that's
The
why.
red
Like,
dot on
yeah,
their forehead
exactly.
signifies their red river's flowing. Don't
Exactly.
encounter this person.
Yes. Just let them be, let them do their thing, and then don't talk to them. It's kind of
Right.
like a seeing eye dog.
You know,
You're
speaking
not
of
supposed to
that.
play with them or anything like that. Just let them do the job that they're supposed to do. Don't give them any attention.
Yeah.
Any positive reinforcement. They're
Right.
just trained to do one
They're
thing.
there to
Yeah,
work, all right?
exactly.
Okay? Just work, dog.
Yes.
You know what? Speaking of Indian women, this says, I mean, they're not Indians, but they're what, like, I don't even know what they are, really, to be honest. I'm pretty naive on this. The Saudi Arabian or something, the ones that like are completely covered up, just their eyeballs are showing.
Okay, yeah.
Dude, I seen this. I mean, I don't give a fuck. Do what you want to do. But isn't it disturbing to see that, like, when you're in Target or something and you see someone like I was in the fucking aisle at Target. I think we're in Target or Walmart or some shit. And here comes, like, around the corner, all of a sudden, a fucking robed figure. I'm like, whoa, all right. Okay, I just got a little startled.
What the fuck? I didn't know there was such thing as Jawas.
I was hoping my kid would go like, Daddy, what's going on with this? I'm like, that's a ghost.
It's a ghost. That'd be pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that, but...
I don't know. The first thing I would think is like, they're stealing shit. They're stealing shit. You know?
Man, that's got to be weird to always have to cover yourself up like that.
Why? I mean... And the thing is the stigma is, like, when we see them covering their face in a store, it's like, okay, it's for religious reasons. Yeah. But if we see another dude walking in with a beanie on, just covering everything except for his eyes, we, you know, we stop, drop, and duck, right? You know, because he's probably robbing a place. Or at least that's what happened when I got robbed.
Oh.
At gunpoint.
Too soon?
Scared my life.
Scared my life?
That's how scared I am. I don't know how to make sentences.
There's something else, speaking of women, I wanted to bring up. There's something that I've, I have many factors in this life that I've gone through. There's a streetlight factor. I told you about that, where I can't park next to someone at the intersection. There's a McDonald's factor, as we all know about that. Which I actually got today. I experienced a McDonald's factor today. Actually, it wasn't even the McDonald's factor. It was something different because I got, for Christmas, I got, like, as a stocking stuffer, like a bunch of gift cards and shit, and I got one for Burger King. And I finally used it today, and I felt disgusting the whole time I was eating. Like, while I was eating, I'm like, God, what the fuck am I eating this for? But it was free, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I had that today, too. Like I said.
Burger King?
No. I got really drunk and just, like, belligerent yesterday, and, like, I was still feeling drunk today at about 2, and I told Santa, let's go get some grub. And
she's like, gotta eat greasy bullshit.
She's like, well, let's get more, like, Carl's Jr. I'm like, no, I want something, like, good, like, something that tastes fresh, because I know if you're going out to a restaurant, it's not too fresh. And I was thinking In-N-Out, but she told me about this, like, burger joint, like, you know, like a good dining burger, burger joint. And I saw the menu, and, like, the menu, it says, casual dining, fast. And I'm like, that's what I want. That's it right there. Yeah. And I had this big fucking breakfast burrito, and she ordered a bacon cheeseburger. And, like, I'm like, what are you going to get? She's like, what do you want? I'm like, I want the burrito, but I want the bacon cheeseburger too. She's like, all right, fine. I'll get the bacon cheeseburger. So, like, ate both things and I was sober right away. But now having this beer, it's all coming back.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You getting buzzed a little bit?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know who the fuck that is. Fucking bastard.
All right. Well, what I wanted to get to was all these factors that I have in my life. There's something called, I'm sure it's not really... new information. I think it's probably been done a lot of times, but I call it the X factor when it has to do with women. What I mean is there's a few actresses. They're not particularly, like, hot. Maybe they're somewhat attractive, but there's just something about them that I need to have them. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
It's like, dude, I would totally if I could. One of them for me, I don't know if you have any of these X factor chicks, but one for me, I don't know if I mentioned before, is this girl, Zooey Deschanel. You know who that is?
Yeah. She was an elf.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
But although she had blonde hair, and I don't like the blonde hair on her, she has, like, the dark hair and the blue eyes, and that whole thing drives me crazy. And the same thing, Dominic even feels the same way about her, too. He's like, dude, I just want her. There's something about her. I need to have her. And, dude, I feel the same way. I don't know why. She's not really, like, super hot or, like, sexual or whatever, but there's just something that's like, man, she's got that X factor about her.
She's got big boobs, doesn't she?
No, not really.
I think so.
No.
Okay, well.
You're wrong.
That's probably what I was staring at when I saw her acting. I don't know. I think
in a couple movies they made them look good, but I don't think they're necessarily big. She's a singer, you know that?
I know she did a pretty good job singing in that one Jim Carrey movie.
I didn't see that movie.
Yes, man.
I didn't see that.
That's all right.
But you know what? I actually went to this concert, and that band she was in actually performed.
Oh, really?
She's fucking good, man. Yeah. She can sing. Yeah, it's called "She and Him," I think. And she did a rendition of that song. I put a spell on you.
Okay.
But dude, she fucking belted it, man. Like, she wasn't singing like the black
dude. Now you're mine.
Yeah. She fucking got to the levels, and man, she sang her ass off, and I got more respect for her that night. But the other chick that does it for me, that I just love watching her, is this chick named, I don't know if you know who she is, Evan Rachel Wood. You know who that is?
She sounds familiar.
Yeah, she's been in a lot of fucking movies. You know, I think she used to be with Marilyn Manson. But she was in that movie, the recent movie. It was Ides of March. You heard that movie?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I didn't watch it, though.
Yeah, it was all right. Have you seen King of California with Michael Douglas?
No.
That's a fucking good movie.
Good movie?
Yeah, she's in that. Fuck, I don't know. Oh, she was in that Beatles movie, Across the Universe. Is that what it's called?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the Beatles, I don't know, singing.
Which one is she, though?
The singer, the girl, the main girl. Yeah, whatever.
The one with the curly hair?
Like wavy, I think, right?
Yeah, I don't know. She's not like white, though, right?
She's white.
Okay.
She's really pale skinned.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Main white girl. All right.
Yeah, there's some. Do you have any girls like that? Like any girls that you just love to watch? They love looking at them, and you don't know why. There's something about them.
I was gonna say, I had one in my mind, and you started asking me questions. I have something. While I'm thinking of that, I have something on the opposite spectrum of that, where there is something that I have against hot fucking girls that make them into a bitch that I would just stay the fuck away from them.
Like what?
So what's her name? Leah Remini from King of Queens.
Bitch, dude. She's a big old bitch. She is a bitch.
But then in like some movies, she's like she's really pretty and she's, you know, really good looking.
Right.
And then Mila Kunis. In that 70, I fucking hated her. Hated her. But then I watch movies like Date Night or
Black Swan.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, I like her again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she got hot.
Yeah. Oh man.
I mean, I guess she was already attractive, but she in the 70s show, she looked like she had a huge head and like a tiny stick figure body.
Yeah, she wasn't. It's hard to be a modern sex appeal when you're, you know, trying to be a 70s person.
Yeah.
I used to have that with, who is it? Fuck. And I was like, I can't tell if she's hot or not. Kat Von D was one of those. I couldn't tell if she was hot or not. And another one of these fucking.
At times, I think she was attractive.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And like even that,
she just got weird looking at me.
And like even that girl like Nicki Minaj, I was like, she's I can't tell if she's fucking hot or not. And then like a lot of people think like I'll be like, oh, like I think Rihanna's fucking like really pretty, and I don't know, that's it right there. I think that's gonna be my biggest one. A lot of people think like Rihanna's, she's like really weird looking and everything. She's got that exotic look, but to me it's not so much as like what I can put my finger on it is I like girls that can sing.
Yeah.
And
you want to put your finger in what?
Like, huh?
You want to put your finger in?
Exactly. That's what I want to put my finger in it. her and now that's all come to me.
Justin Timberlake.
No, not just. Oh. Oh yeah. Oh, I like his music.
Yeah,
I like his stuff. Anyways, have you ever heard of the girl from Paramore, Haley?
Haley something. Yeah.
Haley something. Yeah.
She looks cute to me. I haven't really seen her too much, but.
And that's the thing. She's like, you know, flat chested, flat bootied white girl with the orange hair.
Yeah.
But, you know, she sings.
There's something about her.
Just something about her.
Oh, so the singers do it for you then?
The singers do it for me, man. Like the first time I saw Adele on the MTV Awards, I'm like,
really? Adele?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Really? Adele?
I was like, wow. And then I was like, she was belting it out, man.
Yeah.
You know, like how like most of the guys on our fucking shows, they do Fast Five, right? Or what? I don't even fucking know the name of it. Rapid Five.
You don't know the name of it.
Yeah, exactly. It sucks.
This is show 35. You don't know the name of the Fast Five.
I always call it Fast Five.
Oh, I mean Rapid Five. Yeah, exactly. You just fucked me up too. Exactly.
And it gets to the part where like, what's the name of the guy singing? Oh, I like Dave Grohl because he can sing to me. I like the girl Adele because she can sing to me. Okay, that's who I pick. So it's Haley from Paramore.
Yeah.
And
Rihanna.
And I know that's probably going to be like, people are like, no, but she's really pretty or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it, girl singers. You know, like, even like people say like Jessica Simpson, like, I used to think she was like really like really ditzy.
Do you like that chick? A lot of guys think she's hot, but it's the opposite for me. I think she's not hot at all. There's two of them. There's a chick that was on the 40-year-old Virgin, the daughter.
Of Kat Dennings?
I don't know her name.
Yeah, she's on a TV show now,
like,
right?
Yeah. Like two broke girls or something, right?
She
I don't think she's attractive, to be honest with you. You like that? Do you like her?
You know what? She's too pale for me, but she's really pretty when she doesn't open her mouth because she's got these crazy teeth.
Those really fucked up teeth, yeah. The other chick that I think she's hideous, dude, but guys think she's hot. She was in that movie about a werewolf, and she's blonde and she has really big fucking eyeballs. She was on I think another movie where she was like she was dying or something. She had cancer or some shit. I don't know if that's true, but she fuck, I don't know her name, but she's been in a lot of movies lately, and she's like a young chick. She's got these big fucking eyeballs, and she's white.
Anne Hathaway?
No. She's a blonde chick.
Anne Hathaway's
a blonde, awesome. Weird looking chick. She was on a werewolf movie, like a fucking
werewolf movie.
Yeah, recently. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, her. Amanda Siegfried.
I don't know the fucking name of the names.
Yeah, I trust. I know.
Do you like her?
No, she's weird looking.
Yeah,
too.
I don't get it, dude. Yeah. I get pissed off when. What, oh man, she's hot.
What about like Lindsay Lohan? Like, what's the consensus
Lindsay
on her?
Lindsay Lohan, man. I think she's a pretty girl. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I do think so too.
At times she looks hot. At other times she looks beat up, dude.
Whoa.
At times she looks beat up.
Kids, stay away from drugs.
Yeah.
What about if we're getting in this whole tangent, I'm remembering girls now. Are you familiar with the Girls Next Door at all? The original three? Was the Holly one? There was the main chick. Yeah, the Playboy chicks.
Yeah.
There was the main one, there was the sporty one, and then there was like that older one, Bridget.
I don't really, well, I remember the main girl.
Okay, that's not her. I don't like her at all either. But the Bridget one, she was like older. She probably shouldn't be in Playboy, but like she was old, and there was just something about her that was like, man.
Yeah.
I tear it up. You know?
And
it
was that hip.
Yeah, it was not that she wasn't like old, yeah. You know. She wasn't like 60, she was like 42.
Right.
No, not like that. But it wasn't that like she was old, it was just like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
She's my favorite.
She had the X Factor.
She's the X Factor.
Yeah.
And that's how we close that up.
All right. Fair enough.
Nice.
I got some news, man. You're gonna judge me here. Well, you know.
Oh, and Sally Fields. Oh man. Yes.
No.
She's got that continuous Joker smile.
She had
like Jack Nicholson.
Did you ever see her in Smoking the Bandit?
No.
No.
I finally finished Not Without My Daughter the other day.
What the fuck is that?
Not Without My Daughter? Is that Sally Fields?
I don't know.
Is Sally Fields the one from
Mrs. Doubtfire?
Mrs. Doubtfire. Okay.
Yeah.
Not Without My Daughter. Oh man, I thought you seen that.
No.
It's Alfred Molina. I mean, this is an old movie, probably 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he's a struggling doctor out here. So he's a Persian dude or something like that. And he takes her and his daughter to to his country or whatever. And over there in the country, like the women, they can't speak. They're not supposed to like do anything. So anyways, they just go out there to like visit or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So he ends up saying, fuck this, we're staying. I can't find anything out there. We're staying. He does this 180. He starts fucking beating her and like, you better listen to me. Don't leave. She can't use the phone. Like the fucking, his parents, his
is
mom.
Drama?
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's on Netflix, dude. It's pretty good. Watch it.
All right.
It's pretty
good. Not Without My Daughter.
Not Without My Daughter, yeah.
All right. Well, and that Smoking the Bandit, she's supposed to be like a hot piece of ass. And she's like real young and she's like wearing tight pants like in the 70s, you know?
Was she?
She might have been a little cute, but she's not sexy, man. She's got no sexiness to her.
I don't find how most of these 80s movies chicks are sexy. Like,
what about Goldie Hawn, right? Wasn't she gross? I don't get it.
I didn't understand that one. Or like even a Madonna.
Dominic had a big crush on her daughter, Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson?
Yeah. There was one movie where she was like super toned and like it worked out. I think it was The Best Friend, what's it called? Like the... Where
You Mean Dupree? No, that's... Oh, yeah, that is her, Kate Hudson.
Yeah. He was like, oh, my God, look at her ass. Oh, fuck.
Oh, X Factor. Jennifer Aniston, I never liked her.
No?
I never thought she was, like, really pretty until Horrible Bosses. Oh, man.
You know, man, on Friends, there was times where it was like, fuck, she looks super good. Especially when she wore, like, she never used to wear a bra.
Yeah.
And you'd see her nipples through her shirt all the time. Oh, fuck yeah.
I think I'm going to start watching Friends now.
Well, it's been over for 10 years.
It's on Netflix.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I could borrow from my brother-in-law.
There were times, though, man. And there were times, though, when she got really fucking skinny. And it looked like he'd break her or something. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to remember other X Factor girls. But, of course, I remember later when we're not recording. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Zoe does it for me, though. But
what about China from WWE?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I used to like the X Factor.
I got some news, man.
The X Factor with me was when where her penis used to be. Oh, that was hot.
You can almost make it out.
Exactly.
You're gonna bash me, but you have every right to. I'm gonna just go ahead and tell you. A few days ago, me and my wife watched Breaking Dawn.
You know what? It's you're probably thinking it's gonna come as a surprise to me, but it's not.
I know. I said it wasn't.
I know. There's not much more I can say. I mean, that whole
I'm gonna tell you sentence something.
Was self-explanatory. So
I'm gonna tell you something.
I enjoyed it.
I feel like I have to watch these fucking movies. I feel like I have to.
Why? To do the books justice?
I don't even know how to answer that. Really, I don't want to say I have to watch them because the book came to life. I'm not gonna say that. Maybe a little bit because. I don't know. Maybe it's just interesting to me a little bit, and I just want to see how they do it.
Maybe your vagina was yearning for it.
No, because you know what? If they did it right, it could be really cool. It could be done.
I'm so tired of this fucking theory of like even Call of Duty was saying, yeah, man, it was almost turning into like a guy movie, like the vampire and the werewolf are fighting against each other.
That's my point. If it was done well, it could be really good.
I saw the battle royal with the fucking wolves and the fucking vampires.
Oh, that was bad.
It wasn't good at all. I mean, they're the vampires are too pretty. Yeah. Where's the blood and guts? Where's the fucking horror?
That's what I mean. If it was done right, the concept is cool. They just ruin it. They make it too fucking.
Have they showed blood in any of the movies?
Yeah, they show blood. They show blood.
I mean, is it like maybe a drop down the neck or is it, I mean, do they have,
well, they've
they,
shown like,
have they done any like maulings at all?
They show them like rip the head of other vampires off and shit like that. You never seen that before?
Like I said, I've got a penis and I'm straight, so.
All right. Well, I get it. But what I wanted to say is, dude, the beginning of like the first probably hour and 15 minutes, whatever it is, are fucking lousy. It's so horrible. They have like music in the background and it's like so cheesy and the acting is fucking terrible. And I actually enjoyed it because the whole time I was laughing at how fucking bad it was. But then by the end...
Does Nat like these movies?
She felt the same way. It was like laughable. It was entertaining because it was so fucking bad.
So do you guys watch them because you feel like it's almost something that you should watch? Or maybe you that's just want to see what's going on?
That's something I'm also curious, like I said. Like I've read the stories. I want to see how it looks, how they do certain things. And yeah, most of the time it's just for... It's just mindless entertainment, I'll say.
Yeah,
like.
I get that, yeah.
And so, but the thing is, she really wants to watch it. I was like, well, whatever, I'll watch it, but...
Fine, I'll watch it. God.
I already reserved it.
Yeah. Redbox has it on the reserve.
But the last like 20 minutes were actually entertaining because she actually like she's pregnant and is going through the whole thing. And the baby's like taking all of her fucking... Like she gets real frail. She loses like 50, 60 pounds or whatever the fuck it is. She looks like a skeleton. But that show was interesting. Anyways.
Was she all awkward when the baby's coming out to you? She's like, ugh.
She just, I hate when she acts like
push,
that.
Push, push. I am.
Yeah.
I am. It hurts. And yeah. It's
kind of. But you know what? He's an even worse actor than her. He's lousy.
I don't know. I know these movies are built for women, but like, I would think that they would have to be somewhat good because I've asked this question to many people that have watched the movies. And I'm like, okay, without all the bullshit and the stories and like what Team Edward and Team Jacob is, are they good movies? And they're like, oh, they're the best.
No, the
best.
They're lousy.
No, they're not. That's not real. What real life is, and that's why that chick that made the books is.
It's
fucking
interesting
rich.
Because it's like the sci-fi and it's like kind of a new take on the whole vampire world. It is interesting, but they're lame, dude. The acting's horrible. They're cheesy.
Daybreakers was a new, interesting take on the vampire.
That was a cool movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. Ethan Hawke, that one guy, and that other guy.
And the other dude. Yeah.
William Dafoe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That guy plays a good creep, huh?
Yeah.
What was I going to close it out with Sam this fucking Neill. Thing? Yeah, pretty much it's, I mean, it's an interesting concept, but yeah, they are cheesy as fuck, but.
I don't know. Like, I mean, the only vampire versus werewolf movie I would recommend is the one with Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff and Lon Chaney. Those are the best ones.
Never seen it.
It's the original Dracula versus werewolf, buddy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Black and White. That's a good one right there.
Yeah.
Scared the shit out of me back really? When I was little. Yeah.
Oh, when you're little, not now?
I'd like to watch him now.
You know what? My final thought on this whole... I'm Jerry Springer now. Here's my final thought. About these this Twilight movie I saw, The Breaking Dawn. It's like a fucking soap opera, dude.
There's one more, right?
Yeah, one more coming out.
Of course it's like a soap opera.
It's total soap opera, dude.
Come on, man.
No, but this one was even more so. Like, the whole, I can't believe you. And turning around and storming off. Like, what the fuck is this? What is going on? Yeah, like the cheesy music. It's like a soap opera completely.
And that's why it caters to women so much.
Yeah, I realized that this time. I realized completely what the fuck was happening.
Oh, yeah. You realized after five movies. After the fifth one, I realized.
You shut your mouth.
I realized. You're still going to watch the last one, though, huh?
I have to.
You've watched all of them, huh?
Yes, I have. I did.
I couldn't make it through one. I think it was the second. No, it was the first one.
Yeah.
Because he had the dude from that one, like, UFC type of movie.
The first one was the worst one, though. Yeah, it was the worst one.
I was just laughing at this guy's horrible fucking ponytail wig he had on. Cam Gigadin or whatever his name is.
I don't know.
He was, that's the name of that. I IMDb a lot of stuff, that's why.
Okay.
And he had this weird, horrible wig on. Who has a ponytail nowadays?
Fuck, I don't think anybody does, huh? Nobody.
That guy did.
I got a couple more things here. Before we close this thing out. Remember I told you about my awkwardness about being at that restaurant?
With all the Asian people?
No. About being at the fancy restaurant.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I felt like I shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Well, this last Christmas, this boyfriend of
yours?
My wife's sister. Oh, okay. Of mine. Yeah, my wife's sister. He's pretty well off, I'll say.
Yeah.
A lot of money. He gave me and my wife each, not together, each, $100 gift certificate to Banana Republic.
Okay.
And I was like, first of all, why the fuck does he give me a gift card for Banana Republic? And secondly, I don't think I want to step foot in this place. So
it wasn't what you thought it was the first time you stepped in?
No, I thought it was all about bananas and dudes, but no, that's not what it was.
You're a banana hammock republic? Hell yeah.
I can't wait.
You walked in, you're all let down.
No, so he gave everyone in like the family and her family these gift cards, and so they go, oh, he wanted us to all go together, so we're gonna go together. I'm like, all right, that's cool. So we all go. I've never been in one of these stores before in my whole life.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea what they sold. So I walk in, and immediately I'm like, I should not be in this place.
I've gotten that from stores before.
You've been in there before?
No, I haven't gotten to that store. I look at that store, and I know I shouldn't be in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never stepped foot in there. But I'm walking in, and I'm like, what the fuck am I going to get in this place? And I look at the pants, and so I'm like, okay, these pants they're nice pants. Let me try a couple pair on. So I get my pair and my sizes. I go to the fucking dressing room, and these pants are made for very small, skinny people. I realized that when I tried to slide my fat leg into one of them. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
It's all okay. This one.
And so I come out, and the girl's like, how'd those work out for you? I'm like, no, they didn't. Oh, really? She looked very surprised. She looked like I fucking just like insulted her. Yeah, like,
exactly.
You know? Oh, like. These pants are top of the line. Everyone should be lucky to have these. But I'm like, nah, they didn't do it for me. And I looked at the shirts, and they're all fancy schmancy shirts. And dude, you know what I wound up getting? I got this fucking...
Cologne.
No. I should look at the cologne, huh? That was not a bad idea. But I wound up getting a fucking a sweater.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a zip-up sweater.
Okay.
And a little fancy, but in my style, like dark color or something. Yeah. But this shit was like $100.
Just like Coraline?
It was $100.
Okay.
But at the time they were having the sale, so it was like 60-something. But I was like, all right, at least I'll get something. And I gave the rest of the fucking money to my wife. Like, get something for yourself. But yeah, dude, I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and realize to myself.
There you go. I'm going to go ahead and give you this gift card. the change of some other dude's gift to me.
Here you go. You can have it.
It's all you. Trust me.
I'm just going to accept that I'm not allowed. I should not be allowed. Actually, take it back. I'm not going to go into certain places. They're not my thing. Right? It's not going
to
happen.
It should rightfully be like that. I went to Friday when we had a meeting at work, and I was off on Friday. And me and my coworker, the corporate office called us up, and they told us that our work, they have these debit card type of things. It's like a bonus card, and they fill up money as we do our job right and everything. And so the card was ready, and we had to go pick it up at the corporate office. He's like, hey, let's go. All right, let's go. So we drive down to Commerce, and we pick up our card, and there's the Citadel, the outlet's right there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, hey, let's go. Let's go spend some money. All right. So we walk in, and then he wants to go into the Michael Kors store. And
I don't know what that is.
It's a high-end bag and person and stupid girl. Oh, okay. Shit. Yeah.
Okay, like luggage
type? Yeah, no, not luggage, but purses, clutches, shit that shouldn't be spent that much on.
Okay.
And watches and stuff like that. So I walk in like the schlub that I am. I'm like, I'm just going for a meeting. So I've got like,
do you have any Casio? Yeah.
I got like these really janky, dirty New Balance shoes on. I got like some gym shorts on and like, right, a t-shirt that has no sleeves on. Right. And like, at
high
least,
society.
Yeah. At least my coworker, he's wearing his uniform, which is, you know, pants with dress pants with a fucking, you know, collared shirt on.
Right.
And like, he's walking in and he's like, you know, he knows how to talk. Cause you know, he's a younger guy. And so I guess he spends money on this kind of shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like looking around at the sale shit. I'm like, maybe I should get Sandra like a fucking bag that's on sale. And like, I'm like, excuse me, how much is this? And it's like this little piece of crap, like money holder or whatever. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's $75 on sale. I'm all, fuck that. I just fucking walked out. Like, I knew I shouldn't have been in that store anyway. I shouldn't even have, like, asked that girl.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on with
that'd be
this.
Funny. She just goes, you shouldn't be in here. Hey, hey.
Don't fucking touch that. See that door? Use it. You know the price of that? None of your business.
I can tell by your no sleeves that you can't afford this.
Exactly. I didn't feel comfortable until I walked into the Nike store. I'm like, okay, this is a little bit more than me.
They even tell you shouldn't be here.
Yeah, the jerk in me was still like, maybe I should start at the clearance section first. But yeah, man, like even like we on the way back, we walked. They had like a Ralph Lauren polo or whatever the fucking guy's name is, a polo shirt store. And I like, he's like, my friend's like, oh, I'm going to buy these shirts really quick. And, like, I started walking with them. I got, like, to the first little grouping of t-shirts, and I'm all, and walked right back out. Yeah. I said, fuck this. I'm just going to fucking wait right here.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, well, yeah, while I was in that place, this other fucking hoity-toity guy comes in and has his, like, stack of shirts and shit. And the woman's, like, kissing his ass. Oh, sir. Yes, I will take this and this. And, dude, oh, my father-in-law happens to, like, they had my kids. And they happened to be going, it was in Chino Hills. Okay. They happened to, like, be in the Chino Hills, like, they call them the shops. It's this new shopping center.
Okay.
So they happened to take the kids there, and they knew that we were there, so they stopped in real quick. And so my father-in-law's bullshitting with me. We're standing there, and this guy, this guy's being, like, handed, like, waited on hand and foot by this other girl. Like, oh, what else do you want, sir?
Uh-huh.
And he has, like, these fucking, he's a big dude, man. Really, yeah, big dude. Really tall, white guy. And my father-in-law goes, he's holding, like, three pairs of the fucking, like, these big shorts, really colorful. My father-in-law goes, oh, hey. He goes, those are some nice swimming trunks you got there. And he goes, these are boxers. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed for him, you know? Oh, okay. And he looks at me and he's like, fuck, it was so funny. But anyways, there's one more thing I wanted to share on the show.
What did you guys say? Idiots.
He just looked very like, fuck you, you know? Yeah. And, you know, yeah.
Leave my store. And
my father-in-law, he's got money, but he dresses like complete shit. He wore like, you know, fucked up looking, like he won't match. He'll wear like these weird shoes. And yeah, he looks like a mess, but.
Stripes on stripes.
Yeah. But the other guy, you can tell like, you know, yeah, these two fucking dark skinned individuals, or not even dark skinned, just colored skin. I shouldn't be in here.
First of all, buying boxers individually to me is weird. My boxers come 5 to a pack. And I get it from Walmart.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're all wrapped up. Yeah.
And they're all wrapped up. And I have, before I take them off and put them on, there's usually tape on them. And that's because they're rolled up because they all need to fit in package of one. All right. They're not, yes, on hangers.
Yes.
You know, the only time I got boxers that were on hanger were like these Superman ones with like this fucking S on the front. Oh, man. Those were
small.
Yeah. That's what the S stood for.
Of course.
Yeah. Nobody can really see it. You know, like, I thought it was going to be cool on the
Sandra
rack.
Knows.
Yeah.
Sandra knows all about it, though.
Oh, you're wearing your small size? That's a Z. I'm like, no, it's an S.
It's small. Yeah. There's this one story I wanted to share on this show. I don't know. People probably know about it, but my wife told me about it. Like I said before, I don't listen to the news. I don't watch all that shit. I probably should, but you know what the news does for me? The news does, a little bit, I guess. It's just all negative bullshit, you know, most of the time.
Yeah.
And I recently started listening to podcasts again because I have a commute now to work. And I heard Joe Rogan say something. I like this guy, Duncan Trussell. Have you heard of this guy?
No.
He's fucking funny, dude. So I downloaded like all the ones with him and Duncan Trussell recently because like I don't care about the other people really. And so this one episode they're talking, like he goes, Joe Rogan says, and I thought it was pretty interesting. He's like, we're not supposed to be in a group of this many people. He goes, you know, starting off in the caveman days, you had like a little fucking clan of like, what, 50 people maybe?
Yeah.
And that's how you're supposed to live. You're in a society of 50. He goes, you know, we're in too many, our numbers are too great now.
Yeah.
And it's just too much shit. You should have a small fucking, where you look out for yourselves, and that's how it really should be. You should have little clusters of people spread all over the world. It shouldn't be this highly populated. And then he said the other thing is, he believes you shouldn't be exposed to everything going on in the world. It's too much information to be keeping track of fucking billions of people, like what's happening.
That's why nothing's special anymore.
Yeah, he's like, you know, you should only be worried about yourself and what's going on. Like,
yeah,
this is just too much bullshit to be, like, you know, force-fed every day. Like, look over here, look over here, look over there. This is what's happening.
Buy this, buy that, buy this.
Right.
On sale now.
It's just too much. And, you know, call me whatever you want to call me. I just don't care. I don't care to be educated about all the weird. And what do you do with that information? Like, hey, hey, Joe, you heard about the guy that killed his wife? Oh, yeah, sad. Okay. Well, see you later.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's nothing to do with it. I mean, I know you you saw the signage for the new moon poster, and you went out and got the movie. So, I mean, take it from your own example. You either do it or you don't. I think that's why I like Nike's, you know, ads. They don't give you the option. They tell you just do it. Yeah. You know, and that's why they're a multi-billion-dollar company.
I guess you're right.
So, yeah. it's all in the wordplay.
Anyway, so the news... they had this story my wife told me about. I thought it was very disturbing. But also, the guy's like a hero to me. Not really. Just kidding. what he did was, stop me if you heard it, he was a teacher that would blindfold his students. You heard about this guy?
No, but okay. It's getting better.
Yeah. He'd be in class. He'd blindfold all his students in the class. They were like elementary kids. And he'd play a game with them.
Let's play. What does this feel like?
Close.
What does this taste like?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
He would blindfold them all and say,
how old are these kids?
We're playing it. I told you, like elementary kids. Oh, we're going to play a game, okay? This is a new game. And he would feed the kids blindfolded his semen and tell them it was sugar or something like that. Can you imagine this? And the kids never... They didn't tell on the guy because it was a game. It was fun, you know. They had no idea it was fucking what was going on. And so years later, I guess maybe a photo got leaked or some kind of photo got. I don't know what the hell happened, but or maybe now that I'm thinking about it, maybe he got like pictures developed or something.
Yeah.
And he's doing it again to younger kids, and it just wound up coming out to that it's been happening for a long time, and like people are, fuck, that should happen to me. And like, I guess they're figuring out what was done to them as kids, you know. Woo, pretty fucking.
It's pretty fucking foul. I mean, it's not pretty fucking foul. That's really foul to consider that there's disgusting humans out there like this, and it's he should probably be put to death.
Yeah,
but then again, stupid kids. Well, I guess the real question for me is, because obviously stating the facts, kids are stupid. He's stupid. Kill them all, poor kids. But the fact is, if you have a class full of 20, 25, 30 people, how do you get all that semen? That's my real question.
Maybe it was only a select few, or maybe he saved up for a while. You know, he just kept bottling it up and waited
because, you know, whenever I watch pornos, there's not too many dudes that keep on shooting load after load after load.
If this guy saved up for a good month, just blew in every day into this container, he'd have a good amount, I think.
Yeah, but I think it would go rancid after a while.
Well, no, you keep it in the freezer or something, right?
Yeah, I don't know if semen works like that.
Really? You can't just take it out and heat it up and serve it?
Dinner for two.
All right, well, that's what I wanted to leave you with, some disturbing information.
So are those kids baby killers then?
Baby.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Should they be tried as adults?
Yeah, they all... I don't know. I'm not gonna touch that one.
Wouldn't that be funny? Like if you know you like your girl, you like shot a load in and she swallowed, and you're like murderer. You think that'd be like? I want somebody out there to try that
cannibal.
Yeah. Like next time you're with your lady and you shoot a load in her mouth and she swallows it, like see what happens with the mood after you say murderer. You're a baby killer.
That's a good point.
Right.
It is a form of cannibalism too, though, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I don't know, like...
You dirty murderous cannibals. Yeah,
exactly.
You filthy bitches.
That's, I mean, they're worse than the abortion clinics because not only are they killing one child, they're killing possibly millions.
That's
I'm
true.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Oh, you know what? As we're closing the show out before... you know what? I'll save it for the end of the show. Let's go ahead and get to... I fancy that. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's... I fancy that.
Fancy.
All right. What do you got, Lito? All
right. So I fancy Saturday, the day before Super Bowl, we went to Sam's Club, right? And it was fucking awesome. We hadn't had lunch. we had just left the gym. We hadn't had breakfast. We hadn't had lunch, and we were gonna go eat afterwards.
Yeah.
So I walk in, and the store is packed. I mean, it is fucking packed. And I'm looking around, and Sam's Club on a Saturday is usually samples day.
Yeah.
I don't really know this too much, just because I work on Saturdays and Sundays. But this Saturday was super sample day.
Oh shit.
They had a sample card at every fucking aisle, beginning and end.
No way.
Because it was the Saturday before Super Bowl, they had guys like just hawking all of their shit.
Yeah.
And like good stuff too. Like this guy had pizza, this guy had wings, this guy had teriyaki wings, this guy had buffalo wings.
Right.
This guy had quesadillas, this guy, oh man. We didn't have to get lunch afterwards because we just filled up like there, man. It was fucking awesome.
Right. And I never heard of that.
Yeah, I mean,
was it called Super?
No, that's what I named
oh,
it. That's
so
what I named
okay.
it. It was just sample day Saturday. I guess they do it on the weekends.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, Super Bowl weekend is the biggest weekend for supermarkets and food stores. So
yeah.
I mean, it's a perfect way to get your product out there.
It's very smart, yeah.
Yeah, it's really smart, and it was really smart of me to go. And
let me ask you a question. Did you buy anything?
We didn't buy any of the. We didn't buy any of the.
I fucking knew it.
And we didn't buy any of like the sampled stuff.
Yeah.
We just ended up buying like we went just for regular groceries like milk, eggs, you know, hot dogs by the dozens, and regular stuff. And I actually kind of felt bad, but I was like, you know, fuck these guys, man. They're just like doing their job, you know.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it. So. I wanted to. I just kidding. I was just like, fucking. Because it's stuff like that, it's better made homemade. So
right. Yeah, yeah. Usually all that, like, yeah. All that micro or freezer shit.
That's what it was. I mean, everybody, you know, like I got some bacon right now, and it's like this fucking high tech, fucking oven. It beep beep, like this all this fucking radiation just kicking onto this food.
Right.
So, super sample Saturday. I fancy that.
You know what? I've done something even more low than you. when it comes to this, I wouldn't even use the word low. What is the word I need? What would you call what you did? It's going and taking all these samples
smart.
And I'm buying shit.
Yeah, smart.
it's pretty pathetic.
Every guy would go, that's a great deal as I'm buying it, and these are 100% white chicken meat. You know.
Let me think about this as I walk on.
Do you have any literature on this chicken? You know,
just fucking bite it. No, but I did something pretty fucking down and dirty, man. And one day I used to work at Sam's Club, my first job ever.
Okay,
I was 17 years old, and I'm working pulling carts. And one day it was a Saturday, and working in an hour, 8-hour shift. I had no fucking money, being a young kid. You know,
yeah.
I didn't have any. I had zero. I'm like, fuck, dude, I can't eat anything. I didn't bring anything. I don't have any money.
Uh-huh.
So I did that. I went to the back and got all the samples. So I went to feed myself for lunch. But on top of it, I'm an employee in the store. And I'm like taking samples off all these. And I would even, you know, I was even shamefully.
It's kind of, and even then, knowing that. That's,
I didn't bring lunch today.
Yeah, exactly. So. Give me two.
Yeah.
Give me two.
So they go like, no, it's cool. Here you go.
Yeah, they instead of cutting up, they just gave you a whole one.
It wasn't my finest hour, I'll tell you that.
But also considering that at Sam's Club, they usually have a hot dog and a soda for $1.50.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how they get away with that, man. It's a big fucking hot dog.
And it's like leftovers from the cow or something. I don't know.
No, I like
it's, aren't they like Hebrew Nationals?
They're the good ones. I know that.
Yeah, I think they might be. Those are big fucking hot dogs too.
That's what she said. You know what I think it is, and I strongly believe this. I think it's the hot dogs that are sold in the stores that have maybe 1 or 2 days left. So they just said, let's just fucking cook them and sell them.
They don't sell hot dogs that big in the stores though. They're fucking huge, man. I think they just buy a shitload of them. It's like you could say whole wholesale thing. I don't know. Anyway, my my fancy is along the same lines as what you're talking about, food. Okay. But I'm gonna say bacon, because I love bacon. And you know what? It's
like, if you don't like bacon, go back to Russia.
I love it, man. The smell of it. You're sleeping in, and you wake up, and your woman's making breakfast, and you smell that fucking bacon in the air, man.
Yeah.
And you smell it calling you.
Yes.
And today, we had bacon this morning. No, we didn't have it this morning. We had it yesterday. But it was like that Black Label center cut or some shit. It was like, you know, like the least amount of fat as you can get. But
the good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We splurged. But
yeah.
But what I want to say is, I know it's not as good as the shit you buy and you take home, but I get a little excited when I go somewhere and they offer bacon on anything. Maybe it's a burger.
Oh, yeah.
And you see in the menu, bacon burger. Or you see
only
like
50 cents more.
Yeah.
Take me down for two.
Even though it's not even like good quality. Like, especially like if you're going, like you said, like you drank a lot. And to me, if I drink a lot, I'm a little hungover. Something greasy as fuck is going to help me out.
Yes.
So when I go somewhere, it's like, oh, bacon. Okay.
Bacon.
And you add it to a sandwich.
Bacon.
You add it to, a fucking burrito. Yeah,
bacon,
anything.
Bacon makes everything better.
And so whenever I see bacon on the menu of anywhere I go, I fancy that.
Yes. Nice. 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 You know what you got to do is you go to Islands and you tell them you want the fries with the cheese
Islands
on top.
Man.
Yeah, I love Islands too. You go, you ask them for the fries with the cheese on top, and then you go, put bacon on it. And they do it. It is fucking
good. It says bacon here, huh? Can you put bacon on the bacon?
Yes. Double the bacon.
Double the bacon. Yeah.
Oh, man.
And now we were happy and nice, but let's get downright and dirty. Let's get to the fuck you moment. And here we go.
Go.
Fuck you. All right, Lito, what do you got?
All right. Fuck you. And this is going to be a specific fuck you to a lot of you people.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you to the last minute customers. All right. Working anywhere you're working, doesn't matter if, I guess it's only going to happen to the customer service people.
Mm-hmm.
Last minute customer is going to be that person that's at the door. Your fucking sticker clearly says you close at 8 o'clock. It's 7:57. And you walk in and you start asking stupid questions, and your questions get stupider and they get stupider and they get really fucking stupid. Look, I have no problem helping a customer. I have no problem making money.
Yeah.
But if you're asking a question and answering that same question, you are part of that stupid fucking customer. If you are looking at the phone and reading the fucking tag that says, this has this, and you say, hey, so this has this, huh? Why do you need my, you know, fucking acknowledgement if it clearly says it in black and white?
Did the person wind up buying anything?
Yeah. Oh, those people are the worst. You know what? Maybe we'll just come back tomorrow. Why did you just come back tomorrow? Before you walked in, you know? Oh, I hate that. I hate that.
So
you know what?
They waste your time for nothing.
They waste my time for nothing. And I'll say it. You know what? I am not that person. If I need to go somewhere and I notice they're closing in 2 minutes and I know it's going to take maybe 10, 15, I'll give the customer 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, if I know it's going to take more than 10, 15 minutes, I'll come back tomorrow.
Right.
Unless it's something I really need, then I'll go out of the way just because I know them. And maybe it's only going to be, you know, a fucking moment to the people that really know from my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not in my shoes, then you are that fucking person. Stop your shit. Give us a fucking break. We want to go home too, okay?
Yeah.
So fuck you, last minute customer. If it's 3 minutes away from closing and it's going to take you a total of more than 10 minutes to get out of the store, then just come back the next day.
You should close up 3 minutes early.
I do.
Yeah.
Today I close up 10 minutes early.
Well done. Today, I got to give you a high five on that one.
Today I close up 10 minutes early and I was putting on my fucking clothes, dude. I was like, I'm fucking out of this bitch. I close up early all the time.
Right on. I'm happy to hear that.
Even at the store that I got robbed at, I used to close up at least half an hour early.
Too soon?
Yes.
Too soon?
Oh, no, I really did, dude. I was fucking scared at that store.
Oh, after that happened,
you closed up early. Yeah, after that happened, I'd close up.
I don't blame you. I think I would close up 10 minutes early every day, too.
I used to close up, like, almost half an hour early. Yeah. It got to the point where I'd lock the door.
So does anyone come and go like, oh, you closed?
No, though, if they'd come in, they'd, like, open the door and I'd fight. And, like, if they looked shady, I'd be like, oh, yeah, we're closed. But if it's some, like, white guy, like, his fucking money popping out of his pockets, oh, yeah, we're open.
Cool.
Yeah.
Come right in, sir.
Yes. You know, I'd wait on him hand and foot, just like the other guy.
All right.
Are those swimming trunks? No, they're boxers. Okay.
Boxers. All right. My fucking moment goes to people that put these family stickers in the back of their cars. You ever see these fucking things?
I thought the best one, though, before you start your story, the best one. This one guy, he used little elephants for all of them, and I just had to fucking get up and see what they looked like. It was a good fucking analogy. Let's just say that it fit the family.
You know they have that song that is like a walking elephant song, right? How's it go? It's like a. Is that how it goes?
No.
Or baby
walking elephant. Baby elephant. That's a.
Probably.
I'm just thinking of the Homer Simpson when he's dancing Homer for the Isotopes.
Okay, well, fine. I don't know what it's called then, but I always think of.
That's the song that Stewie was when Stewie had a job. I was like, yeah, I follow fat people and I play music for them. Warum, 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 warum.
That's right. Warum. Yeah.
Stop calling me. That. It's a glandular problem. Yeah, when they fall, I go.
Yeah, so I was, man, if you have get a big family, they have the stickers like across the whole back window and it's like, Mom, Dad, Billy, Stevie, Jane, da da da. And the fucking dogs too at the end is like, come on, man. Fishes and cats,
yeah.
I fucking hate those people, man. It's like, what are you doing? And in the same category, the people that their whole back window is full of weird fucking stickers. I heard someone say one day, if they got more than 3 stickers in their car, they're fucking psycho.
Okay, I'm not psycho.
Yeah, I think I used to have 2 on mine, but...
I got 2 on mine right now.
I had one in the front window and one in the back, but I'm talking to people that have them like all over their fuck. What about these guys that have
remember the sticker you said that it used to say I'm a top or I'm a bottom
that I had on my car?
Yeah, remember? Did you used to have one?
No,
like that?
I never had that.
Yeah.
And we used to say that I'm a, what's the other one called?
You're a V?
What's the other one? Fuck, I always forget what that one's called. Wouldn't you do both?
Well, you're both that guy.
I had all 3 stickers on my car.
You're all in.
Yeah. Oh, man. I forgot what the fucking word is. I always forget what it is, but it's a cool word. Anyways. Yeah, dude. These people with their family stickers in the back drive me nuts. I don't get it. I want to ram my car into their car and just, now what? Actually, what I thought about is I want to carry a scraper with me everywhere I go. And like, if I see the car in the parking lot, just go just scrape them all off the back of the window.
Just start taking it off?
Yeah.
We had a plastics class that we used to make vinyl stickers in when we were younger. And it was funny because we would, when the teacher wasn't looking, we'd fucking make stickers like fucking dicks, right? And we used to stick them on people's cars, like just in the back or like said, like sticker says, I'm fucking gay or I love fucking dick rods.
Right.
So that was always fun.
You delinquents.
Yeah. Fucking delinquents.
So... Fuck you to family stickers in the back of cars.
Fuck you. Do you think after somebody passes away, do you think they take that sticker off?
Oh man. Okay, that's a whole different story too. What about the only Mexicans do it, I think, like the rest in peace
stickers
that, you know, dedicated to whoever the fuck.
You know what?
It's like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I mean, to each their own. I just don't like the, you know what? Like the family stickers, I'm like, oh, all right, fine, whatever. But like when you have stickers, like all over the fucking place. Like, that's too much. Or, like, what about the huge, like, fucking SoCal stickers? Or, like, that's just, like, come on, man.
What about those crazy, like, religious people with all their fucking stickers all over the back?
Yeah, what about the, like, the not of this world?
Oh, man.
Oh, man. I hate seeing those. Have you ever walked into those stores?
No.
I remember going to the Main Place Mall one time, and I didn't know what the store was. Like, I kind of had a notion that it was a religious store, right? Yeah. And I was looking across the way. I'm like, hey, those shorts are kind of cool. So I walk in. Hello, God bless you today. I'm like, that's what, I should have said that earlier. That's one of the stores. I'm all, hello, God bless you today. I'm all, whoop. I turned right back around and left.
That'd like, be funny if even when you walked into that store, you don't belong here.
Sir, we don't allow you devils here.
You need to have sleeves. No sleeves is a devil's playground. Oh, you know what? You know what happened to me a couple weeks ago? This woman, like, she's like talking to me. Oh, hi, how are you? Isn't that? I'm just out in the fucking world, you know, on the street. And she goes, and I'm talking to her, and she's like, oh, I want to give this to you. And she hands me a card, and I'm thinking she's in business, you know, and was for something like, you know, if you ever need something, you call me. And I go, this is actually what I said. I'm like, oh, what's this? And she looked at me like all like surprised, right? I look at it and it's like, God bless you or some shit, some like card like that. And man, I go, okay. Oh, thank you. God bless you. Oh, yeah, you too. And she goes, I have travel Bibles. Yeah. Would you like one? No, thank you. No, thanks. Okay, bye-bye. Okay, have a good day. I was like, what just happened here? I don't know.
I got into a conversation like that the other day. At work, man, this fucking lady comes in. She starts talking about, like, are you a registered voter? You know, those fucking, let's sign this to get it passed. And I'm like, fuck. I shouldn't have said hello.
You know what? It kind of backfired on me one time because this one time they're like, are you registered to vote? And I was like, yeah. Oh, okay. good. Okay. Vote in the next election. I'm like, all right, cool. Thank you. Whatever. I don't know if I was or not. So this next time, like happened like a month ago, I'm walking out of like maybe Schmalmart, like always. And this person goes, excuse me, are you registered to vote? And so I'm thinking, I'm going to go ahead and say yes. Yeah. And just they'll leave me alone. So I'm like, yes. Oh, great. Come and sign the petition. I'm like, oh, fuck. I was like, you know what? Yeah. Nah, I don't have time. I don't want to. Thank you. I think it was to legalize marijuana. I was like, nah, I don't care, but I don't want to take my time to do it.
What about like, what do you like? I always feel bad for the kids that are selling shit outside, and like, I genuinely don't have no money. Yeah. Because I was always that kid that like, you know, if you want to go on this field trip, then you gotta sell candies. You know, like, you know, we grew up kind of without means sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I always feel for those kids, so I try to help them out as much as I can.
Well, it just seems like I usually don't have any cash on me, and so I'll say, like, I don't have any cash.
If they started carrying around a smartphone, they had, like, a credit card reader on, maybe. But
I definitely would not do it then. But besides that, it seems like the candies are, like, fucking $5 for a Snickers, dude. It's like, what are you doing to me here?
You know what? We got bamboozled one time in, it was a city that's probably not known for all their moral fucking fiber.
Is this the gas station thing?
No. Well, okay. I don't even remember, but we got approached by some little kids selling candies, and it was like 2 for $5 or whatever like that. And I'm like, fuck it, just buy them, you know, with Sandra. And she's like, I don't know. This doesn't feel right. I don't, $5 for 2 chocolate bars, and they didn't get bigger.
Yeah.
If anything, they got smaller. It was like those world famous ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, obviously if a kid's selling candies, then most likely then somebody other, you know, like somebody else's kids is selling candies. So she asked one of her friends that has like kids that are selling candies. She's like, oh no, they're like $1.50 a piece. I'm like, wow, these kids fucking bamboozled us. They're fucking getting $2 profit.
Hey man, that's just great entrepreneurship.
Yeah, exactly. I had to give it to him. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
When they turn 18, I'm gonna offer them a job in my store. Fucking kids.
Right on. All right, dude. I think we're done with this one. We're actually getting ready to welcome my father on.
Yeah.
That's going to be weird. But at the close of the show, I wanted to acknowledge that we are an inspiration to people.
Yes.
You know why?
We're like Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
And Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, well, both, like one.
If you put both those people together and they did a podcast, that wouldn't even equal to half of what we can do.
We're like Jesus, Luther, Gandhi,
yeah.
Hitler.
And so, what we've done is, I don't even know if it's true, but I'm gonna go ahead and say it's true because fuck it.
We're self-righteous assholes and we love gloating about ourselves.
Nah, you know what? Besides that, I want to feel like I made a difference a little bit. I'm gonna say that we,
like I said,
inspired people to do their own podcast.
Yes.
And I'm gonna go in and say we take the credit for that because
we're self-righteous assholes that like gloating about ourselves.
That's right. And so you know what? That made me happy to hear that.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
And hopefully I'm not full of shit and I'm just misinformed that they just happen to do it on their own. Like not from,
hey, either
nothing
way
to do with us, but
it's all fucking, you know what, we have there's enough people in the world to share both of our stuff, but I think people are gonna like our stuff better. I'm just saying. No, I'm just playing. So we've come across from one of our loyal listeners that his wife has started up her own podcast.
Peterson!
His wife and her sisters have started up a brand new podcast called Four Bitches and a Bottle. Now, they're on episode 2. I've heard the first episode. Think of, I don't know, it was really crazy because I've listened to it and it's, we've had girls on our show before.
Mm-hmm.
Our show is very story oriented. It's very question and answer type of orientation, but I've never heard it where it's full of females.
Right.
It's kind of something new, and I give it the danger stamp of approval.
I have not. Sadly, I have not heard it yet because I don't want to sound like a fucking dickhead, but I really have been busy lately.
Yeah.
Since this has come out, I've been wanting to take a listen.
Yeah.
I'm probably gonna put it on my iPod and listen to it on the way to work this next coming week. But I don't know, Four Bitches in a Bottle. That seems pretty close related to us, two bitches in a couple bottles of beer.
A couple of bottles of beer.
No, so that's very cool. I'm sure it's good. I mean, she had the balls to go ahead and go through with it.
Yeah.
And actually, not to toot my own horn, but a lot of people have said, like, fuck, man, I can't believe you actually talked about doing it and you went ahead and you fucking did it. Because it's one thing to talk about doing something.
Yeah, that's true.
Corey gave me a lot of fucking, he kissed my ass a little bit about that. Like, fuck, dude, you actually did it. He's like, that shit's cool. And so to do something creative and to actually fucking go through with it. And it's very cool. I salute that. That's great. Being creative, doing something, trying to maybe, I don't even know if it's put your stamp on the world, but maybe it's not even that. Maybe it's just like what I did. It started off as a joke, but I'm here to fucking, I just hope to entertain somebody out there.
Exactly.
You know? So yeah.
That's always, it's all having fun.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Check him out at fourbitchesinabottle.posterous.com. fourbitchesinabottle.posterous.com.
Yeah. And hopefully those four bitches do the same for us, huh? All right. Well, let's end the show on that note. I salute you guys. It's great.
Shalom.
It's beautiful. Yeah, all that stuff. And all right, Lito. My dad's here. Things are going to get fucking wild. All right. See you next time, boys and girls.
Bye-bye.
Mostly boys. Yes. Later on.